This is Nikki Glaser from the Nikki Glaser Podcast. On a more serious note, I'm still thinking about that commercial with Tom Brady and Snoop Dogg hating on each other. Because when you listen to the reasons for hating someone or something, you realize just how stupid they really are. There is too much hate in this country, and it's gotta stop. So join us at iHeart in standing up to it. If you see hate, speak up. Call it out. And you can learn more by following at What's Up With Hate.
In the various meetings in the last few weeks, most recently 2 days ago in London, the answer from European capitals has been as resounding as it is clear. We are in an era of rearmament. And Europe is ready to massively boost its defense spending, both to respond to the short-term urgency to act and to support Ukraine, but also to address the long-term need to take on more responsibility for our own European security. And this is why today I have written a letter to the leaders ahead of Thursday's European Council. This is why we are here together today. I have outlined in this letter to the leaders the Rearm Europe plan. This set of proposals focuses on how to use all the financial levers at our disposal in order to help member states to quickly and significantly increase expenditures in defense capabilities, urgently now, but also over a longer period of time over this decade.
My question with this is, why was it ever allowed to lapse in the first place? Like, if they say they have to go for rearmament, was there a period of disarmament? I mean, that's, I feel like that's a question that deserves to be asked, right? I mean, I listened to her remarks, and that was the thing that struck me. I thought, well, wait a minute, what, where, have you not been doing this because the United States has been doing it for you? Is that what I'm to get out of? This is Ursula von der Leyen, by the way. She is the head of the European Union, and she's not really conservative, although she knows which way the winds are blowing, where it concerns concentration of power in the EU. So I think that's why her response is a little bit more tempered than it probably would be if you didn't have people like Fratelli d'Italia and Lega Nord, the parties in Italy, or the conservatives coming up in France and in Spain and elsewhere. So I do think that that's kind of interesting, but I don't get this the rearmament thing. And of course, this is the response that the EU is having after the disastrous, and the fallout is still occurring, disastrous, I don't even want to say attempted diplomacy from Zelensky. And it was absolutely disastrous. And that's why the fact that people, anyone who says that it was bad on Trump's part is not paying attention to what all these other leaders are saying. How you had the one of the deputies for the prime minister under Keir Starmer who came out and was saying that, yes, it's, you know, Great Britain's belief that, you know, they need to, that he needs to take that deal and basically just do whatever Trump is telling you to do. I mean, that's essentially what they told him. And we'll see. He did come back and say that he wants to sign the deal. And now, I don't know, did he poison that entirely? And then, of course, in addition to all of this, we have the comments this morning. This is a very busy news day, by the way, because we got State of the Union tonight. We've got all kinds of stuff happening. I wanted to play for you because Justin Trudeau made some remarks just a little bit ago. And in his remarks, I felt like he was trying to purposefully be petty and provocative. And I want you to listen to these remarks as well. This was just a little bit ago. This is in response to the tariffs. And I want you to hear what Trudeau said. And he called him Donald. He didn't call him Mr. President. Listen.
So today, the United States launched a trade war against Canada. At the same time, they're talking about working positively with Russia, appeasing Vladimir Putin, a lying, murderous dictator. Make that make sense. Canadians are reasonable, and we are polite, but we will not back down from a fight. Not when our country and the well-being of everyone in it is at stake. At the moment, the U.S. tariffs came into effect in the early hours of this morning, and so did the Canadian response. Canada will be implementing 25% tariffs against $155 billion worth of American goods, starting with tariffs on $30 billion worth of goods immediately, and tariffs on the remaining $125 billion of American products in 21 days' time.
So a very busy, 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 busy news day, as you can see, as we get into all of this, because this is hitting today. I don't know. I mean, you just heard Canada's response. And then, of course, we've got the congressional address tonight, the second term congressional address. Typically, they don't really call the first one the State of the Union. It's just a congressional address. So that's, I mean, it's pretty much State of the Union. So welcome to the show. Dana Lash with you, top of this first hour. This is a crazy busy day. And Kay made a good point in Slack, and I was thinking about this earlier, because the idea, the phrase trade war, it is problematic. And it's not a trade war. In effect, and we've talked about this before on the program, so I don't want people thinking that we're treading, you know, old ground, but it's not a trade war. It's and I like the way you put it. You were talking about it's a balancing of deficits. And that's really what it is. We've discussed the, I don't want to say unfairness, but that's kind of what it is, right? The unfairness with regard to dealing with the United States and taxation, etc. And the United States for quite some time has been dealing at a disadvantage. Does that make sense? That makes sense. I think it's safe to say that. Yes. Well, yeah. I mean, it's very much that. So the remarks from Trudeau, and especially the way that he did it, I thought was petty. Did you hear him say Donald? And a message for one person in particular, Donald. That just seems super petty. What is with these leaders and their total lack of diplomacy? I mean, you don't have, it's about balancing the deficits. This is the issue. We're going to talk more about this throughout the program, but good heavens, this is, man, in addition to that, then we also have Trump pausing all aid to Ukraine. So that came in late yesterday. He's pausing all military aid to Ukraine after that disastrous meeting with Zelensky, and the administration wants to ensure that it is contributing to a resolution to the conflict, not just perpetuating the duration of it. And I think he's called for a ceasefire. I think that you can hold that position, and it's incredibly disingenuous to say that you're somehow doing Vlad Putin's work. I mean, some of the folks on the right need to really check their language on this, because some of y'all are starting to sound like the left. Gots to say, I've been hearing about Russian collusion. How long, Kane? Jiminy Christmas, forever. I think that you can hold that position and also dislike Vladimir Putin. And this is about what is in the United States' best interest. And I so far, these people haven't made the argument. They've dredged up some old neocon talking points, and that's pretty much it. But they're saying that this, oh, Trump is, you know, this is his retribution. Or it's because Ukraine couldn't, I don't know, provide an accounting of where all the previous tax dollars given to them have gone, aside from some munitions purchases, some stuff for, you know, I mean, there's a few things, but I mean, it is absolutely fact. We were paying for pensions. Real Clear Politics had a great piece about that the other day. You got it in your prep. That was actually absolutely true. It was absolutely true that there were properties being purchased. So there are a lot of questions, and it's completely within the realm of reason to ask these questions. And Zelensky, this was just, I think we'll go down in history as one of the worst diplomatic gaffes ever. Him doing what he did. So we've got this. We got the tariffs taking effect in Mexico, Canada, and China. They were retaliating with their own tariffs. This went in after midnight. So we've got that 25% taxes on Mexican Canadian imports, limited to 10% on Canadian energy, doubling the tariff on Chinese products to 20%. Beijing is now 15% on a whole bunch of U.S. farm exports. And they expanded the number of U.S. companies subject to export controls by about a couple of dozen. So Trudeau said, as you heard, plastering tariffs on $100 billion of American goods over the next 21 days. Sheinbaum, who's the president down in Mexico, said they're going to have their own retaliatory tariffs. They're not going to be able to outlast it, though. That's the thing, because when you go back and look at what, you know, who gets more from what, Canada and Mexico. I mean, the insanity. I mean, we're not even... All we had asked was, can you actually help do your job at the border? Can you stop the influx of human trafficking and fentanyl? That seems a perfectly reasonable request, particularly if it's coming from someone that these countries, in effort to try to avail themselves of their responsibility, call us as a friend. Because the language that these leaders have been using in terms of referring to the United States, oh, it's sad a friend would do this. Well, a real friend also wouldn't allow completely unaccountable human trafficking and drugs flowing in their borders and not do their due diligence as a good neighbor to the North or South. So spare me the language on that. Furthermore, China is a geopolitical foe. Quite honestly, we could send them an invoice for all of the IP that they have stolen from us and have tried to pass off as their own. And I don't think it would even come anywhere close to covering the true cost of what they owe, not just to us, but to the world after the Wu flu. So spare me on that count also. It's an aggressive approach, but I think we have to be aggressive. I tell you, I was at an event last night and I had a number of people ask me, What's going to happen with the budget? What's going to happen with taxes? What's going to happen with no tax on tips? What's going to happen with all these things? And I made the point, I don't care whether or not you like Trump. People have to learn how to compartmentalize stuff. This isn't about liking Trump. He's done what he has said he was going to do when he took office. The people who haven't are the Republicans in the House and the Senate. They have not been holding up the end of their agreement. And I'm at the point already where I'm wondering if it's not sabotage. I genuinely wonder. The fact that I'm going to talk about some of the stupidity I'm seeing coming out of the Republican Party. You have individuals that are spending their time on vanity projects and stuff to get them clout, like little bills, little goofy things. And yet I don't see any serious legislation with these same people as co-sponsors where it concerns making permanent the 2017 tax cuts, providing actual real long-term tax relief, particularly after, we learned how so much of our tax dollars were being stolen and used by the left for a number of different projects. So this is a big deal. We're going to talk about all of this as we move. We've got headlines on the way. The folks who help bring you the program, it's our friends at All Family Pharmacy. This is a great company, a great website, and I love what they provide because All Family Pharmacy has over 200 medications. They've got the ivermectin. They have the other thing that I can't pronounce, Kane. What is it? The mebendazole? That one. They also have the hydroxychloroquine, the antibiotics. Look, I've been sick a couple of times. Once over the holidays, I was getting strep throat. Immediately got hooked up at All Family Pharmacy. I know what my symptoms are. You know what strep's like when you've had it a million times. And was able to bypass like a trip to urgent care and a $150 deductible and all this kind of stuff. Oh, yeah. Was able to get my medicine and skip the hassle. And all of the medicines are made in the USA. That's the one thing you do not have to worry about at All Family Pharmacy. The inputs, they're not getting the stuff from China or India. This is all USA ingredients. You have the highest standards of quality and safety. And it's affordable. No insurance, no problem. Straightforward pricing, online ordering. Shipping is just either 2 to 4 days, or if you're in a pinch, overnight. So your health is always within reach. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana and get 10% off using promo code Dana10. Don't wait. Protect yourself and your family. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana. Coupon code Dana10 to save 10%.
New York State has a new recruitment process for Democrat voters. After DOGE's purge of the federal workforce, Governor Kathy Hochul is recruiting federal workers to move to New York. Does she really want employment? Or just more votes.
Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. If you think all car washes are made equally, you're in for a surprise when you experience the Caliber car wash difference. Free detailing stations, air guns, ultra UV protection, and the best washes on the market? Welcome to Caliber Car Wash. Make up for years of subpar washes. Caliber Car Wash memberships offer unlimited washes every month, and with membership tiers, there are options for every budget and wash preference. Are you ready to finally have the clean you've always wanted? Head to CaliberCarWash.com to find a location near you. It's time to experience the next level of car service with a limitless membership.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So Dolly Parton's husband, Carl Dean, has passed away. This was so sad. He was 82 years old. It was announced yesterday evening. They were married for over 60 years. And she announced it online saying, quote, or they did. She gave the quote that Carl and she spent many wonderful years together for over 60 years. They didn't mention a cause of death, although it was made public that he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's in 2019. But they married in 1966. They met at a Nashville laundromat, and he just hated the Hollywood life. So he would go with her and to some things and stay in the background, but he hated the award shows. She said that he went to one award show, and then as soon as they left, he was already taken off his tie and was like, I love you, but I'm not doing that again. So it was, they celebrated, it was over 60 years. They were together for over 60 years, and I think it was, they were married for 60 years this year, I think. So, wow. The world's biggest, this is the craziest thing I've ever seen, one of. The world's biggest call center is being accused of using AI to whiten Indian accents and improve empathy for British customers. They said that they're trying to improve empathy for their customers. The teleperformance is using real-time AI software on phone calls to neutralize Indian accents and reduce communication. It's a French company behind it, Kane, and they said the new AI tool means customer service calls will now resolve far more quickly and making call center workers more productive.
Sounds racist to me.
It sounds a little, yeah. I want that one video where they called each other bloody for like 5 minutes before. That's the kind of call center I want. Let's see here. Flights to the Reagan National Airport in D.C., they received false collision alerts while landing. Is that just because the sensors are too sensitive? Because sometimes my car does it. If there's a crack in the ground, it's like, bah, 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 and it like freaks out. And it, like, that's what is going to make me have a wreck, is that. But the FAA said they're investigating after several airliners on approach to land Saturday morning received what they said were false alarms from their onboard collision avoidance system. And they said it was happening all morning. That's what one air traffic controller was heard telling an inbound flight. So they said that they had no issues the 1 hour, and then they had six within 11 minutes of each other the following hour at 9 a.m. on Saturday. So they said that they're investigating to see what it is, but that's, it looks like they said that it was obviously a false alert. Bitcoin tumbles 9%, reversing most of the rally from Trump's crypto reserve announcement. And not all heroes wear capes. A prolific blood donor who saved 2.5 million babies and also donated blood for all kinds of surgeries, James Harrison of Australia. He had a very, very rare antibody in his blood. He donated 1,173 times over 60 years, saving millions of lives. He said he hoped someone would break his record, but he passed away in his sleep February 17th at a nursing home in Australia. So well done, good and faithful servant. Imagine. And he just liked being helpful. And he knew that his blood had a valuable antibody that could go and save millions of lives. And he went and willingly did it. So coming up, the latest, Hamas, the Epstein files, dumb Republican stuff. We got a whole bunch of things to hit. Stay with us. Native Path Collagen delivers the two most essential collagen types that your body needs to support strong bones and flexible joints. Whether it's for a post-workout recovery or simply supporting your overall health, Native Path Collagen should be your go-to. With type 1 and 3 collagen without unnecessary fillers, you'll enjoy smoother movement, resilient skin, and the confidence that comes with looking and feeling your best. Native Path Collagen will help keep your joints feeling strong and your skin looking smooth. And best of all, Native Path offers offers incredible bundle deals that let you stock up and save big. You can grab a 3-pack or even a 6-pack at a fraction of the price compared to other collagen brands. It's just the perfect way to stay consistent with your daily collagen routine while keeping more money in your pocket. Visit getnativepath.com/Dana today and stock up on Native Path Collagen for an incredible 45% off plus free shipping. Every order comes with a 365-day money-back guarantee, so you can try it risk-free today.
If you think all car washes are made equally, you're in for a surprise when you experience the Caliber car wash difference. Free detailing stations, air guns, ultra UV protection, and the best washes on the market? Welcome to Caliber Car Wash. Make up for years of subpar washes. Caliber Car Wash memberships offer unlimited washes every month. And with membership tiers, there are options for every budget and wash preference. Are you ready to finally have the clean you've always wanted? Head to CaliberCarWash.com to find a location near you. It's time to experience the next level of car service with a limitless membership. Caliber Car Wash gives you more than just a quick rinse. It delivers a next level clean. Right now, you can get your next wash for only $5. Just text Ditch Dirty to 22322 and enjoy savings on the best shine in town. Forget your regular neighborhood wash or the old soap in your garage. Caliber Car Wash goes beyond with high quality service and unbeatable results. Ditch dusty dashes, muddy floorboards, and grimy windshields. Text Ditch Dirty to 22322 for a $5 car wash and visit your local Caliber Car Wash today to experience the difference.
Make some common sense of the crazy headlines with the Dana Show podcast, your on-the-go guide for getting up to speed on today's most important stories. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or your favorite podcast platform.
Should they get butt naked and dance around? What should happen? Or should they all wait till the end when freshman Senator Elise Slotnick gives the Democratic response? Anybody?
I think they should walk out en masse.
Naked or clothed?
Naked. Naked would be good.
Naked could be interesting.
I mean, they should walk out, you know. Or is there going to be a laugh track, by the way? I think they should walk out. I think that a picture is worth 1,000 words.
Yeah.
I would refer you.
Yeah. So, I mean, I remember when Democrats said that any kind of outburst or anything to that effect was like, what was it? Anti-American, some, I don't know, whatever the language that they used. Do you remember, who was it, Joe Wilson, who had said that you lie? Wasn't it him, the guy who, when Barack Obama was speaking at one of the at a State of the Union, he'd said, oh my gosh, the news about that, oh my gosh, they went on and on and on and on. On and on and on. I think it actually looks dumb. You can use tactics like that, but after a while, they lose their luster. And you can't keep using the same tactics over and over again. Their insistence, and I've heard everything from noisemakers to signs to even costumes. I don't even know what that is. I mean, they're treating it like it's Mardi Gras. I don't think that that's going to help Democrats. Like, maybe in the past, it would have been helpful for them, but it hasn't. I don't think it's going to work. Yeah, it was Joe Wilson who yelled out, "You lie," when Obama said that it was false that people entering the country illegally would receive federal dollars, medical benefits, etc. I remember they treated him pretty poorly. But Democrats still don't get it. Look, you've had a lot of people who cast their vote for someone different last election. There were Democrats, in order for Trump to win, Democrats had to vote for him in a lot of these crucial states, and especially states like Pennsylvania. I mean, you had to have Democrats vote for him. There are a lot of Democrats in Congress right now who have a lot of Republican voters, and they're trying to figure out how they're going to navigate this going into midterms. And the only thing that they can do is showcase, you know, Trump as incompetent, except Trump's been doing everything that he's supposed to do. It's other members of Congress. They just don't get it. They cannot stop focusing on him. I've never seen people strategize so poorly in my whole ever-loving life If Democrats want to be successful, they have to start, and I say this politically speaking, picking off other congressional members. That's one of the even the Soros thing is stupid. They had these astroturfed events, like the one with Rich McCormick in Georgia. You know, they had, it was an astroturfed event. There were tons of people. I know people who went there. We have people who are listeners who are in that area. And also, you know, I was talking to some of the media on the ground. There were a lot of people who didn't even live in that district who showed up, like half. It was insane. They knew the moment that they got there that, oh, wow, looks like the call went out. I've seen those type of town halls before. I helped lead them back in 2008 and 2009, going into the Tea Party period where we had the summer of discontent. And so it's like they're borrowing our tactics, but they're doing it over a decade too late. So back to my point with this, you had a lot of Democrats who went and voted Republican. Why? That's the question you got to start with before you get into why Democrats are messing this up yet again. A lot of Democrats voted for Republicans. Why did they vote for Republicans? Because the Democrats, to put it plainly, were absolute freaks. Absolute freaks. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants their underage daughter trying to dress in a locker room and having a dude with his Frankenbeans, 18 years old, right there. And I talk about that from personal experience with family that had to suffer through that. And a million other girls across the country had to endure that. That's why parents from every background were standing up unified all across the country. Democrats instead viewed it as, oh, well, this is an organized pushback. No, that's how bad you are. Democrats think everything is a psyop towards them without, and that allows them to dodge accountability for the positions that they hold. So again, they had Democrat voters voting for Republicans because Democrats were straight up freaks. They were offering no economic solutions. Nothing with regard to actually making it legitimately fairer trade. They had no idea. You couldn't count on them to do anything about inflation because they thought inflation didn't exist. They were telling you it was a figment of your imagination. They're freaks. So people were like, wow, looking around before they went to vote. They're looking at the high prices. They're looking at everything. You know, I think we're going to have to vote normal. It was the normie election. All the normies went out and they're like, we're tired of the freaks. We don't want our third graders reading about pegging in school. We're done. You know what, Kane? How crazy. Can I just pause? That actually was in a book. And it was in a book in a library down the road from where we live. No joke. It was a mom who first brought it up. But you know, how bad is it? Kane's recoiling because I said it, but that was okay in a literal public school elementary library. You see what I'm saying? Like, what in the world? That's my whole point, to illustrate the absurdity of what they were of what they were holding as priority. It's insane. They're freaks. So people rebelled against that. They rebelled against the Burn Loop murder that they saw all throughout the summer. They rebelled against these college brats with their anti-Semitic slogans and their anti-Semitic protests on college campuses. And it wasn't just protest. There's protest, which protects even the most offensive speech. And then there's what we saw, where Jewish students were literally physically bullied away from going to temple and congregating. And I mean, they were hunted on college campuses. And we know this because the people doing it gleefully posted the footage of them doing it. Like it was a big win. So that's not up for debate. People saw this and they were done. And then Democrats go, oh, well, you know what? We clearly need to do more of that. That's what this is. Do you realize how stupid it looks if they show up tonight and they go full on what's her face, Crockett? Gosh, poor Davy Crockett. Jasmine Crockett ought to change her name. She's doing that name wrong. Can you imagine? I mean, not even AOC has gone full Crockett. And not even the cool Miami Vice Crockett again. We're just, you know, for clarification on the Crocketts. I mean, not even AOC has gone that far, which should scare you. And their idea is, yo, let's get some noisemakers and some signs and let's do all of this stuff that drove away voters and let's actually put it front and center on national TV to protest a very popular president right now. That'll work great for us. It'll pay dividends. I mean, go ahead and let them do it. I like the idea of having, I think you need competition. Success requires competition. I firmly believe this. And like legitimate competition. And when you have a Democrat Party that is so unhealthy, it's, I mean, I sorry, but it's a bunch of freaks and people who can't do math. Anti-Semites, freaks, and mathematically challenged people. That's what that party is. And, oh, and cosplayers. Dudes, you want to be chicks. When you have a party that is so unhealthy that they can be distilled down to just those descriptors, and you know that, I mean, you can't really argue against that. I feel like it allows the Republicans to run rampant. And I like winning on conservative principles. And by conservative, I mean conserving individual liberty in the face of an ever-expanding government. They need that contrast. They need something to be able to contrast their positions with to show how much better they are. When you don't have that good check and balance with healthy parties, then you get a party that's like, yeah, maybe a little cronyism's okay. Yeah, that's how it works. Yeah, a little cronyism, just a little bit. You know, it never hurt nobody. And then it goes from there. You know what I mean? So I think it's incredibly healthy to have that balance. Now, they're wrong. And that's okay so long as they're normal. This isn't normal. And now it's making the right to be a little bit not normal because the right can just, you know, there's no check and balance. What you, the right can do whatever. And the left is like, well, we're too much of a freak to do anything. So shrug. You see what I'm saying? You need to be able to have that contrast. I don't know. That's just my perspective on it. But to do this at the congressional address tonight, that who what was it? Someone, one of them said that it's going to be nothing but a MAGA rally. But why is it The View who is obsessed with the nakedness? Can I just go back to that? Why was it The View who was saying they should storm out naked? Yeah.
No idea.
I don't think that I want to hear a group of questionably fit, advanced ladies, chronologically advanced ladies, talk about nakedness.
Very politically correct.
Again, freaks.
That's better.
See, total freaks. I thought it was very classy how I said it. And they are chronically or chronologically advanced, Kane.
They are.
On, if you looked at it as like a scale of age, they're a little bit on the other side.
Yeah.
And I'm not hating for that. I'm just saying maybe don't obsess about people being naked in the State of the Union. That's, again, freak. Stop. Just stop being freaks. No one has told them that yet. There hasn't been a single Democrat who's looked at them. They've just said, you need to talk about these issues. But not even Carver. None of these people have gone and looked at everybody and said, you know what? Stop being freaks. Just stop it. Be normal. And it doesn't help when you've got Republicans out there. We're going to talk about some of this stuff with Russia. And can we also talk about the glow-ups that some of these dudes are experiencing? So Kane just shared with me a video of Mike Pompeo. I mean, I'm all for people getting healthy. But, like, he's like Al Sharpton now. Mike Pompeo has lost all of his weight. I liked Al Sharpton better when he was fat. And he wore them jumpsuits.
He did seem more jolly.
Yeah, I mean, he just seems, I think if you're skinny and mean, you're bitter. If you're fat and mean, it can be kind of funny. I don't know. I think it's just a... Have you seen him? Like, his skin hangs off him. I mean, dude, you gotta, like, work out and get some muscle if you're dropping that weight. I mean, I'm not saying that he looks bad, but, you know.
But Pompeo looks like a completely different... Like, he lost an entire person of weight.
The whole reason that you even posted this clip, I should say, is because he was saying that everybody wants a ceasefire except for Vladimir Putin, and that Putin can't be rewarded for his aggression. I don't think that I don't think that people are going into this with the explicit aim to, well, let's reward Putin. I think people are going into it with the expressed intent of let's like reward ourselves and not spend any more taxpayer dollars on unaccountable things, particularly when we are on a precipice economically. Like I, you know, just feel like that's the way it should be looked at. Not everything is, but Putin. What is the obsession? Everything is it's all Russia and Putin. This has not changed. No one dares talk about the Chinese, though. Oh, my gosh. I mean, well, you know, Democrats talk to them in bed, but, and I say, you know, Eric Swalwell. History shows gold and silver thrive under strong leadership. During President Trump's first term, gold surged 53% and silver soared 51%. With him back, could precious metals break new records in 2025 and beyond? In times of economic uncertainty, smart investors turn to assets that have proven their worth. Gold and silver have historically outperformed in volatile markets, making them a crucial part of any strategy for preserving and growing wealth. And that's why I trust the partners at Goldco. Secure your financial future today and don't wait until the next economic crisis happens. Goldco is a trusted leader in precious metals, and with over $3 billion in gold and silver secured for hardworking Americans, they've been a top-rated company from the start. Take action and partner with a company that puts your security first. Visit DanaLikesGold.com right now and get a free copy of their 2025 gold and silver kit. On top of that, you could also qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus silver, possibly even more. That's DanaLikesGold.com.
Caliber Car Wash gives you more than just a quick rinse. It delivers a next level clean. Right now, you can get your next wash for only $5. Just text Ditch Dirty to 22322 and enjoy savings on the best shine in town. Forget your regular neighborhood wash or the old soap in your garage. Caliber Car Wash goes beyond with high quality service and unbeatable results. Ditch dusty dashes, muddy floorboards, and grimy windshields. Text Ditch Dirty to 22322 for a $5 car wash and visit your local Caliber Car Wash today to experience the difference. If you think all car washes are made equally, you're in for a surprise when you experience the Caliber Car Wash difference. Free detailing stations, air guns, ultra UV protection, and the best washes on the market? Welcome to Caliber Car Wash. Make up for years of subpar washes. Caliber Car Wash memberships offer unlimited washes every month, and with membership tiers, there are options for every budget and wash preference. Are you ready to finally have the clean you've always wanted? Head to CaliberCarWash.com to find a location near you. It's time to experience the next level of car service with a limitless membership.
Get the lowdown on the latest news with a side of laughs whenever you want. Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
And they aren't going to stop being transgender just because you strip them from sports or from housing or from their health care, or any other public place that you don't want us to be. And so, members, make no mistake that this is just another version of state-sanctioned bullying and genocide.
Oh, shut up.
And I don't say that lightly.
Who's this freak?
You said it lightly.
I say it lightly. Somebody got a thesaurus. Oh, you don't even know what these words mean. How is it genocide? First off, you can be trans all you want to. Go be trans somewhere else, though. Not on women's sports teams. Bullying is what you're doing to bully these women into altering, I mean, every rule that they've incorporated into governing these teams since the inception of women's sports teams. And you're bullying them to change that. You know what? Women didn't bully dudes back. Women created their own league. So you could at least ball up and be as half as tough as the women that you're trying to pretend to be and create your own leagues.
Thank you.
Not hard, gents. Not hard. Definitely. Now, that being said, go be a freak somewhere else. I saw this story from ABC News. It says the chairman of the National Republican Congressional Committee, they're encouraging House Republicans to do more virtual events over in-person town halls. Now, I don't know how, you know, accurate that, I don't know how accurate that story is because it's all sources say, and you know how I feel about that. But I will say this, we do know that that a couple of these were absolutely astroturfed. And I made the point that the Soros astroturf against these Republican lawmakers, it is such a cheap imitation of the very real grassroots, the uprising during the early Tea Party days in 2009. The difference is that the Tea Party town halls were real. They were real. They were comprised of people who actually lived in the district, whereas these others are not. There are people who are at these events and they're like, we've never seen these people. I mean, when you live in a tiny town, and you have people that you've never seen in giant buses. I mean, you know, yeah, it's a pretty astroturfed. But they're desperately trying to figure out some way to pierce the Republican Party, and they haven't been able to figure it out yet. And so far, everything is failing. Like, people are happy with how Trump is handling Ukraine. What they're going to try to hurt Trump on is the economy. And we're going to talk about this coming up in the second hour. And they think that tariffs are the way to do it. They think that tariffs are the way to go after the crown jewel that's in Trump's, you know, elected crown, the economy. And they think that by way of going through that, and you want to talk about spreading misinformation, there you go. They think this is the way to do it. We're going to discuss this as well. We'll also get into, again, we've got the address tonight. Trump invited a volleyball player hurt by a trans opponent, invited to the address tonight. We're going to talk that and so much more. Second hour on the way. Our partners who help bring you the program, it's our friends over at Tax Network USA. Tax Network USA is there to help you with the government theft agency. I'm not even going to pretend that it's a verbal typo and it's, no, you guys know it's the IRS. Because the IRS, they're not exactly friends with any taxpayers. And getting ahead of what they're doing is a smart move, but you never want to contact them alone. This is why you need to turn it over to the team at Tax Network USA. Not all tax resolution companies are the same. And you can schedule a complimentary consultation. You can talk with a Tax Network strategist, and they have direct access to the IRS. They have a preferred direct line, meaning they know which agents to deal with. And with Tax Network USA, they have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients, delivering real results. And these are risk-free solutions. You can protect your financial security with their professional guidance. When you talk with their strategist today, it's free. So stop the threatening letters. Stop the looking over your shoulder and protect yourself from property seizures and bank levies with Tax Network USA. Schedule a call with them today. Again, free consultation, 1-800-958-1000, or you can visit tnusa.com/Dana.
Caliber Car Wash gives you more than just a quick rinse. It delivers a next level clean. Right now, you can get your next wash for only $5. Just text Ditch Dirty to 22322 and enjoy savings on the best shine in town. Forget your regular neighborhood wash or the old soap in your garage. Caliber Car Wash goes beyond with high quality service and unbeatable results. Ditch dusty dashes, muddy floorboards, and grimy windshields. Text Ditch Dirty to 22322 for a $5 car wash and visit your local Caliber Car Wash today to experience the difference.
This episode is brought to you by Allianz Travel Insurance. Your flight to Florida was delayed, so you missed the cruise. Our trip cancellation benefits may help. Learn more at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
On the tariffs, is there any room left for Canada and Mexico to make a deal before midnight? And should we expect those Chinese tariffs, the extra 10%, to take
effect? No room left for Mexico or for Canada. No, the tariffs, they're all set. They go into effect tomorrow.
Mr. President, just to follow up on my colleague's question.
And just so you understand, vast amounts of fentanyl have poured into our country from Mexico. And as you know, also from China, where it goes to Mexico and goes to Canada. And China also had an additional 10. So it's 10 plus 10. And it comes in from Canada and it comes in from Mexico. And that's a very important thing to say. Yeah, please go ahead.
So I'm just saying it's just going to might get to, I understand using tariffs as a way to try to redirect behavior. And I get that whole, I get it. It makes everybody nervous, though. It does. It makes people nervous. Some of the misinformation makes people nervous. Like, everyone was trying to say, like, World War II, whatever, Smoot-Hawley contributed to that. So that wasn't even signed in until, like, months after World War II actually even kicked off. So I feel like that's a lame deflection. Welcome back. Dana Lash, top of the second hour. And this, I feel like the right is really divided on tariffs. And then in addition to that, we've got the government shutdown coming. I think it's 10 days now, right? Yesterday was the 11th day. And this is all important because I think a lot of people are going to be over spring break and we might have a government shutdown. So plan accordingly. If you're going to like monuments or something. It's I do believe that there that this is being used as a tactic to get a favorable outcome for the United States. However, it's not something that you can maintain. This is not something that you're able to I don't think you're going to be able to drag it out for it. Well, definitely, they won't be able to last as long as the United States. So it is, we'll watch and see. Because look what happened with like Colombia and these other countries. This got resolved pretty quickly. But in the meantime, we have $7 trillion in government spending. We have a $2 trillion deficit. We've got a $29 trillion GDP. And the exports to Canada, that's only now, I don't mean to downplay the amount of money I'm about to say, but that's like what? It's over $300 billion.
Yeah, $350.
Okay. All of the other trillion-dollar stuff that I mentioned is way more. I just don't think, with Canada, I don't think we're going to be affected. I don't think we're going to be affected by Mexico. I just don't think we're going to be affected. Not in the way that they are. So it's not a game that they can win. And I think that using this as leverage to get a more favorable outcome for the United States is exactly why you have to be able to make hard decisions. We'll see. But I completely understand the nervousness that so many are explaining on social media. I get the nervousness from investors. I get the nervousness from Wall Street. I get it. I'm willing to give benefit of the doubt and watch it and have it play out a little bit. But what is the alternative? The alternative is to continue suffering from a completely uncontained border and be treated unfairly by people who call us friends and then trade with us unfairly. I feel like this, it's Godfather here, you know, like, how are you calling me a friend? You know, and then you're doing me this way. It really feels like that, right? So what's the alternative? We just take it and keep going and keep enduring it because we have to, because we should, because we're the United States and we're more successful. So we just have to take the penalty. Excuse my Portuguese, but quite frankly, blank that. No, I don't see what's so bad about saying you got to treat us fairly. It's about time, because it's having a negative impact cumulatively. It's about time that you treat us fairly. I don't know why the right is so divided on this, Kane, but this is what the left is going to use to exploit it. If I were the left, I absolutely would. I'd be like, ooh, there's some daylight here. Let's make Trump look fiscally irresponsible. Because didn't everybody say the same thing with Colombia and some of these other maneuvers that he's made? Look, sometimes aggressive moves are scary. But sometimes they're required. No one said this was going to be easy. I don't recall Trump running on easy 2024. Do you, Kane?
Nope.
Was it easy peasy lemon squeezy 2024?
Nope.
No, sir. Twas not. It was not. None of this is going to be easy. We've told you this before, that this is going to be hard. I've been saying this since the Tea Party days and people don't believe me. In order to get this under control, I don't think people understand really how much of an edge we're on fiscally. In order to get this under control, there are going to be some cuts made. Now, I do understand people like my mother, you know, Social Security, you know, she's a retiree. I understand that because that's your money that you paid in. And I don't think that anyone should call money that was taken from your check forcibly, not through your own will, by the government to quote unquote safeguard it. I don't think that that should be termed or described as an entitlement. You should get all of your money back, and that's pretty much it. So there's no cuts to be made in that regard. But there are a lot of cuts to be made elsewhere. And a lot of people are very upset over quote-unquote services. I hear all about these magical services. Well, guess what? Your government doesn't exist to provide you solely with happiness and to make sure that you have everything. At some point, you got to claim ownership of this. And a lot of people, they only want to go so far on this path to austerity. And then when it affects them or compromises them in any way, they don't want to do it. But that's what it takes. This is the difference. I mean, good heavens, back in the day, go read about the founding fathers and everything that the Patriots went through and how they lost everything, many of them, most of them, in order to create this more perfect union. I mean, if you have to lose some service, and the services that they're talking about, I'm not talking about Social Security or things of that, you know, like that. things where you what you pay into. But a lot of other services, they don't need to be something that's federally governed. They really don't. So this is a, I mean, it's a, I think that's one of the things that's really promoting a little bit of division on the right. And then you hear the stories of people losing jobs, federal jobs, etc. And there's a lot of discontent with that. And I think that there's a lot of back and forth with some folks on the right over that. And again, I always say I default to the taxpayer. You know, taxpayers have been kicked around. They've been treated pretty poorly. They've been overtaxed and overburdened and stressed out. They didn't, none of us received a return on the investment of our tax dollars during COVID years when government was enforcing eminent domain seizure of economic activity. No one was lamenting or crying over the loss of jobs in the private sector when people are laid off. Nobody cries over that. Not in the private sector, for sure. Because there's this, for a lot of us, it appears like there is a clear preference baked into the debate that somehow you're holier if it's a public sector as opposed to a private sector. Can you get that saying? I don't feel like that's a sensitive remark. I feel like that's kind of how it is. Doesn't it feel like there's this level of sanctity that's baked in to the debate as it pertains to public sector? Like they have to get treated in a different, more favorable way than private sector. That's unfair.
Yeah, it is. Because we're not at the table. They're playing with our money.
Right. So there's, I think that that consideration for the taxpayer, I don't think that's been explored or stated enough. Now, a few other things to touch on here. Actually, let me pull. I lost my sheet. Here it is. So the Trump addresses tonight. We're talking about Democrats and some of the ways that they wanted to, I guess, try to sabotage some of this. Have you seen? The response that's going to be delivered by Democrats. I don't know how many responses there are going to be. One of the responses is going to be by a representative. Latifa Simon. I don't know. There's probably going to be a million. Doesn't Bernie always do one for the socialist bros? Think he has one that AOC can't resist.
He'll have the independent, right? The independent response.
Oh yeah, I love how people call themselves independent simultaneously while asking for more government intervention. It's so fabulous. But the invite list. Let me pull this up. It's always interesting to see who's invited. Right to these events. So Trump is inviting a volleyball player who was seriously hurt by a dude who was playing on the women's team. I don't know if you remember 19-year-old Peyton McNabb, who was left with a traumatic brain injury after a dude who insisted on playing volleyball as a female yeeted a volleyball right into her brain, right into her head. She was 17 years old at the time. Her high school girls' volleyball team was facing off against another team. And the other team had a male who wanted to pretend to be a woman on their team. And during the match, the male spiked a ball right into McNabb's head. Daily Caller is a big story. She was unconscious for 30 seconds. And then she was severely injured. She was left with a brain bleed, traumatic brain injury, partial paralysis, and loss of all peripheral vision on her right side. And she was there, of course, when President Trump signed that bill. She's apparently going to get a shout out tonight during his when he touches on his EO about prohibiting biological men from participating in women's sports. And so think of it. Her life is forever changed. She said that she... You know, because she's been working very, very hard to raise awareness of this. And there are other women. I think it's insane that they have to fight that hard just to protect themselves and protect their sports. But she was irreparably injured by this. I mean, how do you go back to being an athlete? 17 years old, you're in high school. You know, what about your chances of scoring an athletic scholarship? Even people, no one's saying she's going to be a pro volleyball player, but do you realize how many people get their tuition paid for because they go and play sports just at the college level? Maybe they don't want to go pro, but they're good enough to get their school paid for or to get some kind of scholarship. So she's expected to get a shout out tonight. I think that's incredibly smart to have that to have her there. So it should be interesting. I think I might watch just for the outbursts alone. Like, I usually watch these, you know, as per my job. But sometimes I have to make a special effort if there's a lot of things going on. But I just think I want to watch just for the outbursts alone, Kane. Do you think they're really going to do that? Do you think, because who's babysitting these freaks on the left? You're telling me there is not an elder statesman who tells them, okay, can we please just not do this in front of the American public? Do you see these cameras? It's going to go everywhere. Everybody just rejected us for being freaks. Can you not do this right now? You do it later. People were talking about bringing eggs in. For what? For what? This is so stupid.
To symbolize Joe Biden's failures?
Oh, geez. Eggheads. We have more on the way. We got headlines coming up and some goofy Republican stuff as we move. As we move, our partners that'll bring you the program, it's the non-firearm firearm. It's the Burn-A-Gun. And if the Burn-A-Gun is a great way to diversify your weapons array. Now, you carry blades, maybe. I mean, not all of you, but some of you. You have different calibers of firearms. You have different, you know, blades, knives, etc. This is... consider it like another implement to help diversify the means with which you protect yourself. When you compare like basic stun guns to the Burn-A-Gun, stun guns have like one or two shots, right? The Burn-A-Gun has, depending on model, has five rounds, and it shoots chemical irritant projectiles that can disable threats from up to 50 feet away. Their best-selling model, and they have several different models, but the one that everybody that I know that's getting one is getting the Burn-A-SD. In fact, a lot of law enforcement, they're incorporating this as well to have other tools, you know, different tools for different levels of escalation. And with the Burn-A-SD, it doesn't care about gun-free zone signs. And that's literally why all my friends have been getting it, because they work in an industry in D.C. or New York where they can't carry their legally owned firearm. So they have to, like, get creative to protect themselves from the people that the state promises that they don't need guns and won't protect them from. So the Burn-A-SD, like I said, doesn't care about gun-free zone signs. There's no waiting period, no background check, and they can ship it right to your house. Check out the SD model and all of the other models, plus the projectiles and accessories and more at Byrna.com/Dana. That URL is also the only place to unlock 10% off your purchase. Byrna.com/Dana for 10% off.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So Moody's chief economist is warning that Trump chaos, they say, will choke the economy. They're a little worried about the tariffs. They say that the U.S. is, quote unquote, gagging on uncertainty around the administration.
Caliber Car Wash gives you more than just a quick rinse. It delivers a next level clean. Right now, you can get your next wash for only $5. Just text Ditch Dirty to 22322 and enjoy savings on the best shine in town. Forget your regular neighborhood wash or the old soap in your garage. Caliber Car Wash goes beyond with high quality service and unbeatable results. Ditch dusty dashes, muddy floorboards, and grimy windshields. Text Ditch Dirty to 22322 for a $5 car wash and visit your local Caliber Car Wash today to experience the difference. If you think all car washes are made equally, you're in for a surprise when you experience the Caliber Car Wash difference. Free detailing stations, air guns, ultra UV protection, and the best washes on the market? Welcome to Caliber Car Wash. Make up for years of subpar washes. Caliber Car Wash memberships offer unlimited washes every month, and with membership tiers, there are options for every budget and wash preference. Are you ready to finally have the clean you've always wanted? Head to CaliberCarWash.com to find a location near you. It's time to experience the next level of car service with a limitless membership.
Some of the economic policy making, they're talking about the tariffs with China, Canada, and Mexico, etc. They said that there's the Peterson Institute. This was dismissed by Scott Bessent as alarmist. They said the tariffs would cost about $1,200 a year, the typical U.S. household. I want to talk about this because my only issue, I have two things to bring up about the tariffs. I think you use them as a leverage, but it's not sustainable. But number two, if Republicans continue to sit on their asses and they do not pass anything, no actual DOGE recommended cuts, no reduced spending, they will have created a storm. And I question as to whether or not they're doing it on purpose to yoke him with the full blame for it. We'll talk about that more. Dow's tumbled more than 600 points. S&P 500 posts biggest loss since December, all hinged on tariffs. Car prices poised for a $12,000 surge because of the tariffs. Chipotle, who eats a Chipotle? People eat here, right? I mean, there's a reason why South Park made fun of them. And, you know, just saying. So Chipotle fans are blasting what they say is a new weighing policy after the CEO is facing backlash for skimping on meals. It showed their new method in action, a video where an employee puts a dish on a scale to determine how much to put in it. And then they put the rest of the serving back if it weighs out too much. They said, they said, oh, they're raising prices. And just how does something like that get out anyway? Gen Z is now, apparently, according to Newsweek, they're more pro-marriage than their parents. Gen Z is a very interesting generation. They're raised by Gen X. So there's a lot of hope for Gen Z because of that. They said in a new study that Gen Z is more pro-marriage. 18 to 27-year-olds, only a fifth of them thought that marriage was irrelevant. Everyone else said it was better for a couple to be married before having kids. And that's a higher number of young adults in favor than any of the other generations since boomers. Very interesting. We have a lot more on the way. The tariff brawl. Stick with us. I've seen the amazing changes Relief Factor has made for so many people, and I've seen it firsthand through my husband Chris's pain relief from using Relief Factor. Right now, it's easy to give their product a try because Relief Factor makes it pain-free with their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Get rid of pain and start living better. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, it works by supporting your body's response to inflammation. It doesn't just mask pain for a short time. It helps reduce or even eliminate. It's safe to take daily, and in fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective. Whether it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain, Relief Factor can help. Over 1 million people have turned to Relief Factor. Give Relief Factor a try. With their pain-free trial, you can get a 3-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Get rid of pain and start living better. Give Relief Factor a try. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com.
Caliber Car Wash gives you more than just a quick rinse. It delivers a next level clean. Right now, you can get your next wash for only $5. Just text Ditch Dirty to 22322 and enjoy savings on the best shine in town. Forget your regular neighborhood wash or the old soap in your garage. Caliber Car Wash goes beyond with high quality service and unbeatable results. Ditch dusty dashes, muddy floorboards, and grimy windshields. Text Ditch Dirty to 22322 for a $5 car wash and visit your local Caliber Car Wash today to experience the difference.
If you like true crime, you'll love the Miracle Files podcast. We share real stories with the suspense of true crime, but we'll leave you with a sense of light and hope. Like the college wrestler who fought a grizzly, the woman who was dead for nearly an hour, or the child lost in a dark mine for days. These are the kind of stories that remind us miracles are real.
Subscribe to The Miracle Files wherever you get your podcasts and join us on this thrilling journey of faith and miracles.
Keep your finger on the pulse with the Dana Show podcast, delivering timely news with insightful analysis whenever you want, straight to you on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We understand that nobody really wants to talk about 2026 yet, the midterm cycle, but we are, because we are very excited about what that is going to yield. We're in a very strong position to defy what is the norm. It's not traditionally expected for a new president to pick up seats in that first 2-year midterm for his party, but we are going to grow the majority next year, and we have a great plan to do that.
I don't know what plan he has to grow the majority next year, because so far you ain't doing it, Mr. Johnson. It's not happening. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. We're at the bottom of the second hour. The reason I say that's not happening is because so far the House has not moved nearly as fast as they need to in order to, again, I'll say a million times, you need to actually pass legitimate cuts. You incorporate what's recommended about from the DOGE cuts, incorporate those. And immediately, you've got to cut spending. You have to. I don't care what narrative they're worried about. If you don't do that, you will lose. You will lose. Everybody knows midterms is coming. Believe me, they know midterms are coming. They know. They know when the filing deadlines are. The more that you consistently talk about planning for midterms instead of doing what you're doing right now, the more you put it in people's heads that midterms are coming up. And already some people, there's a difference. I bet the polls would be astounding. The difference in terms of approval for Trump and approval for congressional members. Republicans. Because what Trump is doing, what he's supposed to be doing, but he has to be able to have Congress step up as well. And the tariff proposal is a major gamble. It is a major gamble, a major one, especially with where we are in the timeline of elections and with a looming recession, the inflation. This is something we were all talking about on break. Everybody is affected by it. If you can use it as leverage to get a favorable outcome, that's the whole intention, and I think that's Trump's purpose. But, and yes, I agree, you got to balance trade. But keep in mind, Democrats suddenly have absolved themselves of any culpability in terms of the high prices of goods. They've absolved themselves of an inflation that they said didn't exist until the day that Joe Biden left office, and then suddenly it magically was here. Just Trump, by taking the oath of office, apparently shot up inflation. I mean, it's so stupid. They're going to work overtime to go at him over his key signature issue, the economy. And they're going to be successful if Republicans can't point to cuts and say, we cut this in spending while this was going on to balance the trade deficit. We were able to do this. This might increase, but it's offset by this. Republicans have to be better messengers of it. Here's the other, can I just point out a bad thing about Trump in the White House? A bad thing about Trump in power. He is a communicator, and he's very effective as a communicator. And as a result, I really do believe that a lot of Republicans feel as though he can just carry the weight of messaging because of that. And that's bad, because now you have a bunch of non-messaging, you have a bunch of non-communicators that you need to implement your agenda, and they can't even speak about it, much less act upon it. And I, you know, Mike Johnson's got to, you know, prove that Republicans are worth keeping around after midterms. Don't mistake it. Every single independent moderate person who's a Democrat who went over and voted for Republicans this last go around, this is the question that they are going to be asking themselves. Did it improve? Where did it improve? Did it improve by how much it was promised? Voters are fickle. And they will remember this. Republicans have to get it together. They're not going to win nothing. As you know what doesn't help? Stuff like this. Can I point out? And I'm trying not to be mean, but I saw this and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. What? So there's a couple of Congress people from Texas. And obviously, I think that they're very aware of the deficit. They're very aware that Americans are super taxed. They're aware of all these things. We don't have a balanced budget. The government's going to shut down in 10 days unless we do another CR. And it's going to be the continuing resolution that was passed through the House is the exact one that just continues for the next fiscal year. Joe Biden's exact same level of spending. There's nothing different in it. So you would think that we got a lot of stuff to incorporate, the no tax on tips, permanence of 2017 tax cuts. And instead, some congressional members from Texas have decided this is the time to focus on changing the $100 bill. Who is on the $100 bill? One of the co-sponsors is a Texas Republican, Troy Nels. The other is Dinesh D'Souza's son-in-law, who just got his seat, and he introduced the measure. Republican Brandon Gill. It's titled the Golden Age Act of 2025. And it said, Gill said in a statement, quote, there's been no one who's done more to bring America into the golden age than President Trump. Featuring him on the $100 bill is a small way to honor all he will accomplish these next 4 years. Let's make history. There's a problem here. And I really feel like it's kind of embarrassing that it wasn't actually known before this was proposed. You can't put a living person on a U.S. banknote. That's been law since the 1860s. So you can't have a person living be the visage on currency. And also, I feel like that's a move that you do at the end of the presidency when all of the stuff that you wanted to accomplish is accomplished, or at least three quarters of it. We don't have time for this. And pushing something like this when we are on the edge of a knife economically is miles wide and inches deep. I feel like it's just cheap, a cheap ploy for favor. And I just was disappointed with us to do this after we get things accomplished. We don't have time to mess with us right now. And you can sit here and say, yes, but they can do more than, can they? Because they haven't been able to. Republicans can't walk and chew gum at the same time, much less juggle several different pieces of legislation and try to persuade each other to pass more cuts. We'd have to be printing a whole bunch of other, we'd have to make a bunch of new money that's going to cost. I mean, are we not actually talking about reducing the cost of this? There's a cost. I just think it's dumb. This is like what you would propose if you were a senior in high school. Not even that. I get that Gil owes his entire career to Trump and he would not have gotten his seat had it not been financed by, and I don't mean to be mean, but it's very nepotistic and, you know, that's fine. Do the job. I don't care. Do a good job and I'm fine. But this kind of stuff, we don't have time for it. And what makes me even more disappointed is that he comes from a solid red district. You should be leading the charge on serious stuff because you have the insulation of a deep red electorate to protect you. So to do something like this, as opposed to proposing some of the more serious cuts, it seems to me you don't understand your purpose. Republicans that are from the solid red districts, they can take the chance with some of the more aggressive proposals. And they should be taking that chance. Not doing clickbait stuff that's just designed to win you more personal favor, but does literally nothing for voters. So, I don't know. Joe Wilson, by the way, he said he was preparing legislation for a new 250 bill. I'm like, can we just like maybe, I don't know, have inflation go away? Again, this is stuff that you do after. Do it as like, you know, a spike in the football at the end of it, but not now. Now, this is like, this all goes into what I'm saying. Moderates and independents and people that are part of the coalition, they see this stuff. And this is where Republicans have to realize that their electorate has changed. Do not make the mistake that Republicans did in 2012 and think that the lay of the land is still the same. Republicans in 2012 were campaigning like W was running again. They were oblivious, and it's one of the reasons why they had their backsides handed to them. I don't want Republicans to make the same mistake. The Republican Party and a coalition are two different things. The Republican Party is hardcore. I am not a party animal. I go where issues go. I really don't like parties. I don't like the jockeying. I don't like it. I'm just averse to it. And there are a lot of people in the coalition that are very similar in nature to me with that. You have the party and then you have the coalition. And these are very two different things. Republicans are not factoring in the coalition with a lot of the decision making as of late. The coalition, the people who came because they wanted lower grocery prices and they didn't want dudes on their daughter's sports teams. They didn't want any of that. They just wanted sanity. They're expecting delivery on that sanity. And so far, we've seen Republicans argue over the stuff in the bathrooms, which is fine. Just do it. You don't have to make it into a 3-week PR vehicle. Or the Epstein thing that was nothing but a PR vehicle. That's all it was. We don't need PR vehicles. We need action. And these people in the middle that we need for the coalition are going to see all of this. And they're going to wonder, okay, that's great. Why has this cost not gone down? Why do I still have high taxes? Why is there nothing being cut after finding out that all of this waste, fraud, and abuse with like one entity, USAID, this is all our tax dollars? They're going to see that and they're going to revolt. And Republicans will have earned their mistake. I don't want to see it, but I also feel like they really don't give a damn about listening to anything to the contrary. I look at them and I'm like, do they want to lose? And I'm sorry. Actually, I'm not sorry. I'm not apologizing for this. I'm not going to rah-rah cheer them when I don't feel like they're doing everything that they need to do. They are not living up to the full potential that they have, nor are they living up to the expectation from voters. I don't want to go back to losing again. And I am trying to be as serious about this as possible. This is a big problem and it's got to get fixed. Republicans have to get this done. I'm so tired of the excuses. I'm so tired of the, oh, well, we don't have a big enough majority. Do you know how often I've heard that? Oh, we don't have a big enough majority in the House. I have heard that my whole life. Oh, we don't have, what was the excuse? I mean, we got the Senate, the White House, and the House right now. That's what voters will know. Voters are not going to know the margin by which Republicans have them. They just know that Republicans have them. And Republicans have to stop using that as an excuse for their cowardice. So Trump's success hinges on these people. And I'm looking at them and I have no confidence. We have a lot more on the way. Native Path Collagen delivers the two most essential collagen types that your body needs to support strong bones and flexible joints. Whether it's for a post-workout recovery or simply supporting your overall health, Native Path Collagen should be your go-to. With type 1 and 3 collagen without unnecessary fillers, you'll enjoy smoother movement, resilient skin, and the confidence that comes with looking and feeling your best. Native Path Collagen will help keep your joints feeling strong and your skin looking smooth. And best of all, Native Path offers incredible bundle deals that let you stock up and save big. You can grab a 3-pack or even a 6-pack at a fraction of the price compared to other collagen brands. It's just the perfect way to stay consistent with your daily collagen routine while keeping more money in your pocket. Visit getnativepath.com/Dana today and stock up on Native Path Collagen for an incredible 45% off plus free shipping. Every order comes with a 365-day money-back guarantee, so you can try it risk-free today.
How do we fix the wounds dividing America? Pastor Alan Jackson has the answer.
Well, I think the reason we've been silent for so long, while our country's been pilfered and pulled apart, is all of our groups have gotten little pieces of the pie. And we're afraid we'll have to forfeit our little special side deal, our side hustles. And so we just don't say anything. But we would all be stronger if we'd come back to the truth.
Subscribe to Culture and Christianity, an Alan Jackson podcast, on your favorite podcast app.
Caliber Car Wash gives you more than just a quick rinse. It delivers a next level clean. Right now, you can get your next wash for only $5. Just text Ditch Dirty to 22322 and enjoy savings on the best shine in town. Forget your regular neighborhood wash or the old soap in your garage. Caliber Car Wash goes beyond with high quality service and unbeatable results. Ditch dusty dashes, muddy floorboards, and grimy windshields. Text Ditch Dirty to 22322 for a $5 car wash and visit your local Caliber Car Wash today to experience the difference.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Okay, so let's try to get through these. A Florida man was accused of having cocaine. He texted the homeowner about a baggie on a nightstand while being trespassed. Whoa. Holmes County, Florida. He is accused of unintentionally setting himself up to be arrested after he sent a text message about leaving behind his cocaine baggie in a home that he was asked to leave.
Hunter, is that you?
Yeah, no joke, right? Hunter's like, where's the cocaine now? The Holmes County Sheriff's Office say they responded to a call for service on Friday about having Christopher Newton removed and trespassed from a home. While on scene, he texted the homeowner that he left a baggie on the nightstand. Deputies got consent. They searched the room and they found a cocaine bag. Well, baggie of cocaine.
No.
And so he was, got in trouble for that on top of it. I mean, I know that's not a surprise, but why would you? I don't know why you would do anything like that. Let's see. This woman. Women are very particular about their cooking. And this Florida woman, I like how it's Coral Springs talk. Woman was arrested for stabbing her boyfriend after he refused to eat her cooking. Man, she looks all manner of smug in her mugshot. Dang. She was arrested and charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon after allegedly stabbing her boyfriend because he would not eat what she had cooked. Her name is Navita August, and she's 43.
What?
I know. This broad is lying about her age, straight up. No, I don't believe you. So she was trying to hide in the bushes of a neighboring building when the cops showed up. They met with the victim. He said that he was arguing with her, his girlfriend, and he did not want to eat her cooking. And she slapped him while he was sitting in the living room. He confronted her about it. And then she grabbed an 8-inch kitchen knife off the counter and started slashing at him. He raised his arms, got a 2-inch laceration. And then at the moment he was stabbed, a witness called 911. She fled, was found hiding in a bush. They took her into custody without incident. The other guy had to get stitched up. They took the knife into custody. So she's in Broward County Jail. She hasn't bonded out, but dang. Just eat her cooking, you know? I mean, what is it? Disbarred Miami attorney gave an Irish pub as his address. It's the old Dubliner Irish pub and kitchen in downtown Miami. This has gone on for a year, but now he's like apparently going to court. But his name is... No. His... Daryl Bobby Fenton.
Oh.
Daryl Bobby. We're going Daryl Bobby. Wait, how is that your name? Because Bobby's a nickname. You don't get to have two nicknames. That's just stop. They were investigating this guy. They visited his bar address, the address that you have registered with the state. And they didn't find an apartment or home, but they did find the Irish pub. And that's what he listed as his address. Thought that was kind of entertaining. And let's see this. A half-baked and half-exposed pizza customer arrested for exposing himself at Stoner's Pizza in Florida. He stoned and he exposed himself at Stoner's Pizza. Latter police. Stick with us. Third hour on the way. History shows gold and silver thrive under strong leadership. During President Trump's first term, gold surged 53% and silver soared 51%. With him back, could precious metals break new records in 2025 and beyond? In times of economic uncertainty, smart investors turn to assets that have proven their worth. Gold and silver have historically outperformed in volatile markets, making them a crucial part of any strategy for preserving and growing wealth. And that's why I trust the partners at GoldCo. Secure your financial future today and don't wait until the next economic crisis happens. GoldCo is a trusted leader in precious metals, and with over $3 billion in gold and silver secured for hardworking Americans, they've been a top-rated company from the start. Take action and partner with a company that puts your security first. Visit DanaLikesGold.com right now and get a free copy of their 2025 gold and silver kit. On top of that, you could also qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus silver, possibly even more. That's DanaLikesGold.com.
Caliber Car Wash gives you more than just a quick rinse. It delivers a next level clean. Right now, you can get your next wash for only $5. Just text Ditch Dirty to 22322 and enjoy savings on the best shine in town. Forget your regular neighborhood wash or the old soap in your garage. Caliber Car Wash goes beyond with high quality service and unbeatable results. Ditch dusty dashes, muddy floorboards, and grimy windshields. Text Ditch Dirty to 22322 for a $5 car wash and visit your local Caliber Car Wash today to experience the difference.
CBS says free speech led to the Holocaust and seems to approve prosecuting insulting speech. The number of illegal border crossings plummets, and the right is actually winning the political messaging war for once. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day, and hopefully a lot of laughs too. Follow the Three Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My question to Elon Musk, and what the hell are you doing here in America? Go back to South Africa!
What? Who is this lady? This is Democrat Representative Nydia Velazquez. And she sounds like a racist. She's telling him to go back to South Africa. I feel like... You know that Mean Girls thing when Lindsay Lohan's character is like, yeah, I'm from South Africa, and then the other chick goes, well, why are you white? Like, Does she? Oh my gosh. This is Democrats. Welcome back to the program. Top of this third hour. I thought they don't like him. I guess they don't like immigrants. That's the big, if you listen to them talk. This is one thing that I get really aggravated about. And I've even heard it in my own church. And I get really mad when I hear it. I think particularly in church, the preacher has the responsibility biblically to be very, very clear and articulate when discussing an issue and not be reckless with one's words. And whenever I hear this discussion of immigration, I realize that, and you need to realize too, the first battle is the language. And if you lose the language, you're going to lose the rest of the argument. You have to control the meaning of words and keep that word definitions what they are. The left has over the past 20 years reconstituted or reconfigured rather the word immigrant to mean not just people who came in legally and did everything the right way, but people who sneak across the border or got here as part of human trafficking, whatever. Illegal immigration and immigration are two entirely different things, just like stealing is entirely different from making a purchase. Very different. But people keep conflating them purposefully. The left continues to say things like just immigrant, and they leave out the legal status for a reason. And just last Sunday, I was, listening to what was, otherwise a good sermon. And the pastor mentioned immigration and said that there was some disappointment in hearing, some people who were Christians talk about immigration the way they were. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Hold up. First off, don't give me anecdotal nonsense, because this is too serious of an issue. If you're going to cast someone as having a moral failing from the pulpit, you need to be explicitly clear. Number two, by not using the clear distinctions of illegal immigration and immigration, it seems purposeful to conflate the two issues so as to lead the congregation to a false impression. Like if they criticize illegal entry, then somehow they're committing a sin. And I don't agree with that either. I think it's incredibly disingenuous, and I think that it's irresponsible, it's reckless, and it's malicious, especially when there is a clear difference. And anyone with more than one brain cell to rub together would understand this and make sure that their words reflected thus. And that's the problem I have with stuff like this when I hear it from the left. Oh, immigration, he should go back. Well, he did everything correctly. He came here the right way. Who are you to say otherwise? Who are you to attack and criticize? I mean, I would definitely say that I find Elon Musk, his skill set, infinitely more valuable than I do Checks Notes. Nydia Velasquez. Can you tell me what she does? Does anybody know her? No. No. She's out of New York, and she's chairs the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, or did for a while, a few years ago. No idea. I mean, it's just unfortunate. And I don't think that she's, she went to university. She went and got a degree in political science. And then right after she went and got a degree in political science, she decided that she was going to go into elected office and be a basically glorified welfare. So she's been there for a long time. She's provided zero value to us here. So I don't know. I've major issues with this language. I also think that the right's got to get all their stuff together as to the tariffs. Don't you think, Kane, that this is just, I feel as of right now that this is just Trump using this as leverage. And you do have to balance trade deficit. I understand that you want to have more amenable treatment. You want to have more, don't call it fair trade if we're getting punished and we're getting penalized for being the United States. Everybody loves to use these buzzwords like fair trade, etc. But unless it runs equally, then it's not. The problem is though, what if it doesn't work and everybody digs in? I mean, granted, we'll outlast Canada and Mexico, but at what cost? You don't want it to be a Furyk victory. At what cost? Things are going to get more expensive before they get cheaper. And that's an accurate way to put that, Kanye. I don't think you would disagree with that. So then the problem becomes, what do Americans do in the meantime before they wait for that to average out? That's the issue. I hope that the president speaks to that at his address tonight. And I hope that I think he needs to immediately lead with it and come on strong and be and assure Americans in no uncertain terms. And far from using the pulpit as a rally point, I hope that he really goes after some of these lawmakers that are holding up implementation of the agenda we voted for. I want him to go after the Lindsey Grahams and say you're not going to be spending and adding trillions to the deficit. I want him to go after some of these other Republicans who want to engage and fart around with all this other stuff, and they want to clout chase, but they don't actually want to propose real and lasting cuts and fix the exorbitant inflation. That's what he needs to do. That he's got the influence, and he needs to use it before it starts to erode as midterms approach. So we'll see how this goes. I know that you have people like Rand Paul who are saying he's already warning about more expensive home construction, more expensive vehicles. And that's to be expected. He said retaliatory tariffs lead to lowered U.S. farm exports, lowered bourbon exports, less international shipping. And they are. I mean, their tariffs are taxes. And when you do tax trade, I mean, you're going to get less of what you tax. That's kind of, you know, how it works. But we have to have improved treatment, though. I mean, they pretty much tax us already. I mean, we have tariffs levied against us already. So are we the ones who have to say, no, we're not going to do that in return? We are going to accept the unfair, economically disadvantageous treatment. We should probably, all of the things that are going to increase in price, these are things that we're allowed. We should be making ourselves. U.S. steel, U.S. lumber, U.S. aluminum, U.S. vehicle manufacturing, all of that. But, you know, it's unfair to say you have to take these hits and be penalized and no one else can do anything about it. That's a problem. So we'll watch and see. But Republicans need to get it together. They so desperately need to get it together. What are you expecting from the address tonight, Kane? Besides, you know, the eggs.
I think there'll be, because I don't think the media has given him a fair shake as to all the accomplishments since January 20th. And I think that he'll probably list those in a State of the Union style address. So I'm expecting at least that. And I'm hoping some talk on taxes as well, because I think outside of the spending that we're doing and the tariff issue, taxes are a big deal. Are they going to be permanent? Mm. Those tax cuts from 2017. So that type of stuff I'm expecting from him.
The tariffs that Canada have on us and that Mexico have on us and the unfair treatment, those are pretty significant. Yeah. So how long do people just expect for us to, you know, they're not going to help out with the border. We're going to be punished for being the U.S., and yet we're the bad guys by saying, oh, you didn't talk with us about ending this, so now we're going to retaliate. We're not the aggressor. Nope. That's retaliatory, what we're doing. So why is that never mentioned? That's so nonsense. It's nonsense. Yes, I feel like you're like...
No. I mean,
it is absolute nonsense. I agree with you 100%.
So why are we the bad guy?
What?
If we're retaliating... And this is a response to that unequal treatment. Why are we the bad guys?
Because Trump is at the helm.
Oh, for crying out loud.
I mean, that's literally the reason.
But they always say, oh, our neighbors to the south, or our neighbors to the north, our friends. I mean, I don't know friends who levy financial penalties on their friends as a way to offset their heinous economic policies and bolster their economy. I don't know friends who do that.
And it's a smart move on Trump's part to do the reciprocal tariffs, because what that's going to do is, if the countries who are now complaining about tariffs, all they have to do is lower their tariffs, and then U.S. will lower theirs in a reciprocal manner. It's literally encouraging the lowering of tariffs across the world. And yes, there's going to be a temporary time where, you know, the countries, and we're seeing it now with Canada, that they're being retaliatory. That will change once they understand reciprocal tariffs means that if you lower yours on us, we lower ours on your. It's pretty simple.
I mean, I'm just looking at, and you can find this actually on Canadian websites. I mean, I'm just looking at how many things that we send them that are taxed, and we're talking about 25%. I mean, some of this stuff is triple digits, the percentage by which we're taxed, the tariffs on that, those products. Yeah, I think everybody needs to take a breath. But however, that said, Republicans have got to have a plan. And this address, I hope Trump doesn't turn it into just like a rally, because he really needs to take advantage of having all the Republicans there and the American people and say, look, I'm trying to do this, but I need these people to step up, and I need your help in holding them accountable if they don't. He needs to send that message. Some of these folks need to be a little scared. He really needs to do that, and I hope he does. It's our friends over at Superbeats, the Super Barine product from the people who make the Superbeats hard shoes. And there are other, there are beat brands out there, but the only one that puts the experience and the science and everything else behind it is Superbeats, which is why I, you know, prefer them over everybody else. They have the hard shoes, but they also have this Super Barine, which is a plant-based supplement, and it's formulated with an ingredient that helps to support your metabolism and also helps to support blood sugar levels. It is nearly 3 times more effective than your diet and exercise alone. These are real results. It's super convenient, and they're clinically researched. It's used by doctors from the makers of the Superbeats hard shoes. So they have them now at the Sam's Club. So if you go into Sam's Club, you can save not only on the Superbeats hard shoes, but you can also save on the Super Barine from Human. You'll love the way it makes you feel.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So a man was locked in a Monroe storage unit and called 911 days later. I don't know how you, days later. He was freed following a fight with his girlfriend. Monroe Police Department, they released this 911 call. It was, they haven't publicly identified him, but he was locked in a storage unit for like a week. He said, I was locked in a storage unit for a week, and he says, just now found my phone. That's what he, and then the 911 operator goes, so you're locked in a storage unit? Yeah, that's what he just said. He said his girlfriend locked him in there. She doubled up his lock. He doesn't know how, but they were actually able to extract him. But the unit was dark and full, so he wasn't able to find his phone. That's why he got shut in there with no lights.
Just real quick, have you ever had your phone, just even if you haven't looked at it or touched it, for a week and it has power if it was on?
I don't know about a week.
Yeah.
I've got some questions.
Yeah, we all have questions.
Yeah, it does sound a little sketch, right? A little sus. A pet store goldfish survived winter conditions in Lake Erie, and they're now growing to enormous sizes. I actually kind of want a big giant fat goldfish, to be honest with you. U.S. Fish and Wildlife, they posted a statement warning fish owners of releasing goldfish into Lake Erie. Like, the guy's got to hold it with two hands. That's how big they are. They said that after a few years in the wild, they're huge. They're not supposed to be there. Someone released it, and they created now an invasive problem that can last decades. These goldfish, it said they can turn lakes and waterways into murky messes. They breed super fast. They steal the food of native species of fish. They degrade the water quality, and they completely spread disease. They said if you can't keep your fish, rehome it. That's wild to me. I want a big, dumpy-looking goldfish, like the one that Juan's showing you on the simulcast, channel 347, chats at Rumble. I want a big, dumpy-looking goldfish.
The size of a giant bluegill.
Right? How huge is it? I wonder if they're good eating when they get that size. I've never eaten goldfish. I don't know.
I think they're a carp-type fish, so it's probably bony and not
I don't understand how they make it murky, the water. Like, as opposed to other fish that don't make it murky, so they're just messy, sloppy fish.
Probably has to do with poop.
Maybe. I don't know. That's... I'm fascinated by this. Let's see. Ooh, there is... Okay, there's a booze-free bar in a New York City neighborhood where people sip zero-proof cocktails and play... This sounds like hell.
Why?
Well, I mean, you know what? You don't have to go to a bar. I don't understand the whole thing of trying to avoid a bar, but then you go to a bar and you drink like copycat alcoholic. I just don't get that. I don't get it. Stick with us. We got more in store. It's our friends over at Patriot Mobile, the only Christian conservative cell phone service in the country. Patriot Mobile wants to save you money. They have a U.S.-based customer service team, so you're helping to create and maintain U.S.-based jobs. They're not spending their money, the money that you pay for your cell phone bill, to work against you. It's nationwide coverage you can trust. All three major networks, you're connected wherever you go, and you're actively supporting the things in which you believe. And you can keep your current number, you can keep your phone, you can upgrade. I mean, the choice is entirely up to you. It's never been easier to switch. Visit patriotmobile.com/Dana or call 972-PATRIOT and get a free month of service when you use promo code Dana. Switch today. That's patriotmobile.com/Dana, 972-PATRIOT.
The Dana Show Podcast, your fast, funny, and informative news companion for those always on the move. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to see it end fast. I don't want to see this go on for years and years. Now, President Zelensky supposedly made a statement today in AP. I'm not a big fan of AP, so maybe it was an incorrect statement, but he said he thinks the war's going to go on for a long time. And he better not be right about that. That's all I'm saying.
And it looks like Zelensky's crawling back and saying, "Up, I am sorry, my bad. Should not have said." Huh?
Say sorry?
No, not yet.
Okay.
But he needs to. He's apparently offered, he's saying, yes, I'll take this, you know, take the deal. I guess he's now realizes how badly he misread this whole thing. You're not a diplomat, though. This is the problem when you're a cosplayer. You do what Zelensky did. And I don't think that, I think his attempt to try to win over all of these other leaders wasn't very successful, because even, you know, in the UK, they were nudging him to take this deal. And now any and all aid to Ukraine was suspended. Increasing it isn't a popular position in Europe. I mean, it is, but they don't want to actually be the ones to do it. They want to be generous with the United States' money. They're like, yes, how dare you not have more aid? You must give Ukraine some aid. And then when the U.S. says, no, we're actually kind of broke, you guys need to step up. Oh, quel horreur. No, they can't do it. They've struggled to even just give, 2% of their GDP to their own defenses for NATO? I don't know. I mean, the U.S., we provide all the logistical support for NATO. And then we act like we're just doing our part and everyone's doing it equally, because we give command of what we bring over to foreign military people. No. So, adding more aid to Ukraine is also super unpopular with other Europeans. Again, they just want to do it with our money when we can't do it. And we need to not have mission creep, and we need to have some more assurances. So we'll see. But I guess he's announcing all of that tonight at the address. I mean, that is if he can. I'm curious to see how badly Democrats are going to behave as to whether or not Trump can even, you know, get words out of his mouth. We'll see. I don't think they'll shut him down. Kane, you shared with me a photo of tens of protesters outside the Capitol.
They're calling for Trump's impeachment. We haven't heard that ever.
For what?
For doing the president's job.
For being Trump. We don't like Trump because he's Trump. What do you want to impeach him for? We don't even know. Tariffs. Wait, what? Yeah, we're going to impeach him over tariffs. But he has the authority to actually do this. Although I know that some of the capital L's are saying he doesn't have the constitutional authority to do it. I think that's a different debate. However, he does have the authority to use this sort of I guess, power granted to him by voters to make some of these moves. So I don't know. The address is going to really be, I think, put everything in context tonight. I mean, how is he supposed to maneuver foreign policy as it pertains to trade? Clearly, Congress is not on the same page as he is. Otherwise, they would be working as fast and they'd be able to bolster what he's doing. I mean, we're checking to see of our quote unquote friends, who actually is our friend. I think that's not too myopic of a way to put it. I feel like that's pretty accurate. Who is truly our friend? I get the hesitancy. We'll talk more about it this week. I get it, but I mean, we have to be allowed to do something. Oh my gosh, the video, tens of protesters. Mm-hmm. Tens of, all their signs say something different. So like, what's their message? Juan's showing you some of what we're looking at. Like, what is even their message?
There's one sign that just says, Trump sucks at golf. Like, that's literally one of the signs. Like, there it is right there. Look. Yeah, look.
They're all different. No, look. Everybody's got a different.
What are they doing?
She's an example of girls shouldn't wear high-waisted pants. What's the point? Deport Elon? Like, what? And then the one guy, I guess, he spelled the word country, see you next Tuesday. Like, who are you trying to insult? Because that insults all of us, not POTUS. They're not the brightest bulbs, Kane, in the box. They really aren't. Tens of people tell you. Yeah, so they're going to be outside of the Capitol. The other freaks, the Democrats, will be inside. I'm just not sure what to expect. One of the things that Trump had said, I wanted to pull this up. He was talking about protests. And he had a message to campus agitators. I think he was really trying to invoke Reagan a little bit. Remember the campus riots and all of this with Reagan. And this was in the 60s that this happened, where he went into Reagan versus Berkeley and Berkeley lost. And it was actually a big part of that movie that Dennis Quaid was in, the Reagan movie Dennis Quaid was in. But he had said, Trump posted on Truth Social, quote, all federal funding will stop for any college, school, or university that allows illegal protests. Agitators will be imprisoned or permanently sent back to the country from which they came. American students will be permanently expelled or, depending on the crime, arrested. No masks. Thank you for your attention to this matter. So that's what he had posted. Now, I will say, like, so a lot of these universities where this happened at, they're private universities. So that might be tricky as it concerns federal funding, right? Because not all private universities receive federal funding. Some do, but not all do. The other thing is the illegal protest thing. And I'm trying to figure out how do you navigate that? There are cases as it pertains to anti-Semitic protests. I'm not talking about protests where people simply disagree with Israel's government or even some of the things that Israel does. But like, clearly, people who don't know the difference between that and clearly anti-Semitic agitation are so stupid they need to just refrain from opining about this issue in public at all and save themselves the breath and the rest of us attention. That would be great. But because there is a difference. So I don't know. I mean, you could go, you know, under the Civil Rights Act. I mean, there's things that you can trigger in order to for suspension of that. But the illegal protests, I think, you know, the intimidation factor, a lot of the stuff that we saw with the anti-Semitic riots across college campuses. I mean, I absolutely think that there are things that are protected speech and things that are not protected speech. And bullying and intimidating is not part of, like, going after these college kids on campus just because they're Jewish, you're bullying and intimidating them either out of assembly or into silence. And that's not protected. That's not something that's considered a protected form of speech, i.e. protest. So I think that he has a lot of reasons to be able to cut off funding without much of a fight. And I'm, you know, I my only thing is just be careful with your language is all, you know, whether it's like illegal protests. I mean, I would say protected speech and unprotected speech. I don't know if you can say like illegal protest. And I don't say that because I'm trying to pick nits about language. Because certain different parts of the law are invoked depending on what the language is. And that's why it's important to make sure you get it right. But yeah, no, as Kane points out, you're not owed federal funding. You're not owed a big federal grant. You're not owed a federal allocation of taxpayer funds. No one, they're not owed this. And a lot of these universities, good heavens, they have so, I was just getting ready to say, what was Harvard's endowment? It was like billion something, like multi-billions. Why are they getting federal funding? Why would any of these universities that have these endowments, why do they need any of our dollars? I mean, you already have the racket of the student loan industry all consolidated because of Democrats. I'm curious. Now, this we're anticipating what subjects are going to be discussed at the president's address this evening. And it's expected to be theater because Democrats they're saying that they're going to be disruptive. And the president obviously is expected to lay out, I think, part of his strategy as it pertains to tariffs, which, you know, it's definitely a strategy. That's how he's using it. And then also, I think with DEI, the girls' sports, as well as Ukraine, he's expected to announce that deal, I think, this evening. So it should be the media is going to be apoplectic all night and all tomorrow. That's all you need to know. They are going to just be in a frenzy. It's going to be insane. I actually may watch MSNBC tonight just to see what happens. Right? Just for a little schadenfreude.
Yeah,
I feel like that's incredibly, yeah, that's good. That's something that it'll be worth it. So in addition to this, there's a couple of other things I want to pull up, make sure we're touching on before we are wrapping for the day. Where's this? I'm going to get this up. With the Epstein files, we had talked about this. Pam Bondi got a lot of heat from it. There was another tranche of documents, I guess, released for this. Bondi's been under fire, and then she and Kash Patel, apparently, they were exchanging letters. The head of the field office in New York resigned. They were ordered to resign by week's end. James Dennehy, he is the top FBI agent in the New York field office. He confirmed yesterday that he had been ordered to leave. He said late Friday, I was informed that I needed to put my retirement papers in today, which I just did. He said I was not given a reason for this decision. They said he was given a choice to resign or be fired. He says he doesn't know why he was pushed out. He was one of those. He had a high profile. This apparently it might be related to January 6th. New York Post said that Dennehy had a high profile battle with the acting deputy attorney last month. And he sent this email to staffers saying, dig in. And we're in a battle of our own. And that's like some of the stuff that he had stated. And one of the other things, though, is that one of the other, and this hasn't been confirmed by anyone, it's just a lot of online speculation, is whether he was part of the problem as it pertained to the Epstein case and the files that were supposed to be released, and it was a total redacted dud. It was a stupid PR stunt. Bondi sent Patel a letter demanding that he investigate, and apparently it looks like she wanted full files on her desk by 8 a.m. the next morning, and then Dennehy was told to resign. So I think the question is, did the FBI give more material to Bondi after she pressed? And who was it that made the determination? Because it seems like the telling him to resign or be fired, that they suspected, I mean, it sounds like they suspected this guy was involved in not having all of the information that was promised, right? I mean, the timing is so convenient for that suspicion. I don't know. I don't know if it's anything that POTUS is going to mention tonight, but that was a very interesting timing of events. I mean, if I was a betting person, which I'm not, I would wager that he was part of one of the reason why not all the files were released, and he was found out, and he was his position terminated. It's kind of what it sounds like.
Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast, because who says you can't make fun of people while staying informed on your own personal time? Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
I mean, I think that it's not going to go well for Democrats tonight also, because they had voted against requiring dudes playing dude sports and girls playing girl sports. And then now Trump has that big guest at the State of the Union tonight, the girl that got popped in the head by a volleyball, spiked by a dude playing on a girl's team. And she is, you know, has irrevocable damage done to her now as a result. So that's going to be a really big, bad optic look for Democrats. That'll probably be the worst look for them tonight, because you know he's going to mention this. He's going to mention signing it. And then all the Republicans are going to cheer. And the nation's going to see only half of the room getting up and applauding, protecting women's sports. And that's a hot button issue for the middle. You want to talk about a coalition issue? That's a coalition issue. But Democrats are like, nope, not doing it. We can't even do this barely. Can't even do it. I mean, it's that's going to be pretty amazing to watch. So I would definitely keep your eyes out. Look on the left and see if anybody in the Democrat Party stands up. Fetterman may.
Maybe.
Yeah, he's pretty.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm saying this. He's like the normie over there. He's, you know, even with the hoodie, he has a hoodie pass.
The one that had a stroke is the normie.
Yeah, actually. And I think he was better. He's better now.
Amazing. Well, Democrats are bringing lazy, double-dipping, useless, and fired former federal employees.
So what?
That should be good.
No.
Yeah, you didn't hear that?
Cry for these federal employees that are sitting here.
Yep.
The redundant positions. You're not going to out-victim the taxpayer. It's literally never going to happen. Just don't even try that. He's going to have the girl who got beaned by a volleyball and this dude who spiked it almost knocked her little head off. This guy literally almost spiked with a volleyball this chick's head off her shoulders. Blap. Almost did it. It's just not even a competition. All right, today in stupidity game.
That actually brings us beautifully to today in stupidity. Juan Cut 16. This is Minnesota State Rep Alicia Kozlowski. She thinks that men out of women's sports is genocide. Listen to this.
And they aren't going to stop being transgender just because you've stripped them from sports or from housing or from their health care or any other public place that you don't want us
what
to be.
Grandma Hell is up with that sweater.
Make no mistake that this is just another version of state-sanctioned bullying
or what?
And genocide.
Oh, there it is.
And okay. I don't say that loudly. Lightly.
If I saw her at Hobby Lobby, I would go up to her and ask her where the item I'm looking for is. Because she has a craft vest on.
It's not genocide, too.
That's an art teacher vest. And it's not genocide.
Not allowed.
That's so stupid. That's so dumb. Stop genocide. Yeah. Learn what words are, for the love. All right, folks. We'll have a recap of all the fun stuff tomorrow. You don't want to miss it. Dan, in the meantime, find us over at Substack, Chapter and Verse, YouTube, Facebook, like, and subscribe. I'll be on Waters tonight.